Minchas Chinuch Shir at Sunday night, or Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin. Yeshua Mann is not with us, he's making a wedding tonight. Okay, we're at the end of the mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch, Lo Lehotzim Yitzar HaPesach Hutzah, what? When did it start?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Chaf something. Anyway, we're on Os Katan Chaf, which is three paragraphs from the end, very near the end. Vayin Rambam Kan Halacha Aleph, the Chalonos, which is a hole in the wall. Their windows were really basically a hole in the wall that led to the outside. Sometimes they used it for light, and they used it also for cubby holes, for drawers. The Ove Aksolim, which was anyway Kilifnim, like the inside of the structure. Hagagim V'aliyos Einim B'chal Habayis. Nir Medvarov, from the context of the Rambam, it seems the L'inyan Oitzos HaPesach Me'habayis Ma'iri. The Chalonos Kilifnim, if you put it in the Chalon, Einu Over. He didn't take it outside the house. Hagagim, but if he brought it to the Gag, or the Aliyah, so over Allah Zed. Vayim Sochem Da Pevovim and Aleph, the Mairi Afilu Linyan Shar Kochim Kalim, Linyan in Niskatcha Bekdushas Yerushalayim. You have a wall around Yerushalayim, the wall itself. So the thickness of the wall itself has a din of Kedushas Yerushalayim, but Gagin and Aliyos might not have, so the question, I don't know, like you can't eat Maisa Sheni. So we said already on the second floor, probably different. But a Gag, or an Aliyah, which is not a Mokum Dira, so that maybe is like up in the air. So, Linyan in this country is Nusuf Yishalayim. Hashem Makcha Hashas. Thank you. Whoever wrote the Gemara. Hagagin al Ove Hachoma Kalifnim. Hagagin lo niskachu. The Gemara considers that austera. The Gemara doesn't understand one din to be true and the other not. Here, where's the Gemara? Tanan Hachalonos the Ove Hachoma Kalifnim. Oh, but the Bishlam HaChalonos, they're talking about the Azorah. So the Chalonos could be Shove Lekaka HaAzorah. Because the Azorah went up on a slant, right? It went up on a slope. Ela Ovi Achom Hechi Mashkachaslo. Ove Achoma should be like Gagin Va'alios. I'm not sure I understand that completely. I mean, Achoma is a structure. I mean, again, what did the Gemara think? Only on ground level, mamish? Meshkach is on the Bar Shura. Achoma l'ktana l'fnim and Achoma gedola. V'hi namucha, it's low. V'shova l'karka gova ho'azora. Karka ha'azora holeh v'gavoa, it went up on a slope. So the choma we're talking about, I don't know, but where was there a small choma? In other words, we can't be talking about choma ha'azora, because once you hit a certain height, it doesn't have Kedushas ha'azora anymore. Maybe not. That's the Gemara thought. So if you put a piece of meat in a crevice in the wall of the Azora, so it's like you took it out of the Azora. That would be impossible. That's the Gemara's kasha.
Why is it?
Why is it better than chalonos?
Why is chalonos better than that?
Well, chalonos could be shavya lekarka azara. I'm not sure what shavya lekarka azara means exactly. How can you be? You could have a chalon like there. I guess there, like if that would be a chalon, if there would be a chalon there. That's what it says. Bishlam a chalon.
Would be lower than a wall?
The Gemara assumes, that's the Gemara's terrors, is that it's talking about a wall. A wall automatically is high. So the Gemara's answer is it's talking about a wall whose. That is a small.
There's an additional wall inside the wall.
Yeah, like so this wall. Right, and that is like a shelf. Yeah, that's exactly the Gemara's terrors. Let me get an answer. Go. See exactly. I don't understand, like, how. Pei Vava Manalas. How. Pei Vava Manalas. To us, it's weird. Like, you know, you never think about it that way. You always think something that's connected to the ground automatically has the kedusha of the ground. And again, that's why all these forums say you can eat Karmel Pesach if you live on the second floor of he doesn't know where to look. He doesn't know how it works. He's in the wrong section. Okay, when did the marble start? We have to.
It's 1656.
He's talking about what year? Yeah, but I'm not, he wants to know what date of Chesh.
17.
Kalonos Mastachas Law Shavya Lakaka Hazor. She says between the Ezra Yisrael and the Ezra Kohanim, there was a step going up an amma, and then three steps, a half amma each. So the azara of the Kohanim, Ezra's Kohanim, which is what we say the azara, was higher than the Ezra's Yisrael, 2.5 ammas. That's not so little, 2.5 ammas. Let's say an amma is 18 inches. An amma is 18 inches. Now that's a tefach. An amma is, let's say it's 18 inches. So, 2.5, 2 is 36, 45 inches. The Ezra's Kohanim was 45 inches higher than the Ezra's Yisrael. If he's a Yitoche, Shechalon B'choma, Yeshav L'Kakas of Ezra's Kohanim.
The following Mashal was on the same level as the carcass.
That's a chalon. Ela omi rosh hachoma hechi meshkakas lo. What? But how could it be? How can you have something shoved into the karka azora if the chomas or azora was 40 amas high? So he says, was there or not? I mean, it sounds like, I think it's called a retaining wall. That is, that, like, on the inside of the big choma, it was a smaller choma, which is made l'chizuk hakarka. That it should, I think it's called a retaining wall. And its head, I mean its top, was shove l'karka ha'azora. Kitzur, so the article says as follows. Nimtzel fi maskanos ha'gemara. Shirak ha'chalonos v'ovi ha'choma ha'shovim l'karka ha'azora are Kedushas Azora. But the Rambam in the Chuzbeis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, Paskins, that chalonos and ovi ha'choma nechshovim k'lifnim, and he doesn't say the limitation of only if it's shoved to the karka ha'azora. Well, the Rambam paskins, and the Rambam rather paskins that Gagin Valios lo miskachu, which is what the Gemara says. So how could these two dinim coexist? So they just give you a bunch of marimah prices. I hate that, but that's how they work. Anyway, the Menachas Chinuch is talking about, yes, he brings down the Gemara. Now here's the Rambam Kav Lohedi said. He points that out. Vayim Perek Vavim Beis HaBechira Alochates V'Lochot Mais HaSheni L'Kama Mitzvashin Samach Beis HaRachti Medina Melu. Okay, so we'll get to them. Vayvesi Divir Rambam Kan Shayzirkeli Hashem Abar Barucha Megam Mishnah Mavur Ovi HaChoma Nira Dem Chomos Vishalayim Mayri. Rambam calls it Ovi HaKsolim Hainu Shal Kol Bayis. Well, the word choma, I guess, is probably a reference to Yishalayim. The Rambam's lashon is only aksolim, which would be referring to any bias. The yivur or mitzvah Hashem. Next is chas aleph. Hinei alav hazeh noig b'chol hachayovim b'mitzvahs chus mikheri shaytim v'katan. That wasn't worded so well. Mikheri shaytim v'katan are not chayovim b'mitzvahs. Okay. Just being ornery today because I'm still nervous.
I also noticed that you don't think it's just one.
What?
I also noticed that. You think it's just one that he wrote that like that?
Yeah.
And that
Chayav
Mitzvah
Chalal? Nothing? No. A cotton is Chayav and Chinuch, according to some. Ulinyan Chuva, Ulinyan Chuva, Sharanyanam, Dina Kishar Lassi, Yesh Maimaisa. What? That's a machlekes Rashi Tosfos and Brachos. Dina b'shar lav sheish me ma'aseh k'mesh shabdu l'mayla linyan hoytso ayin mishnah melech perikemi for adum alochahei uberambam perikites mitzulei amikdash and neinat v'machlekes lav. I don't know what he means by that. Linyan hoytso. I don't know what he means by those two words. Spending money to avoid being over it. I mean, we're talking about the lava of Hitzah, but what would he mean, Olin Yon Hitzah? That's what we're talking about, the lava of Hitzah. Okay, we gotta look it up. Olin Yon Hitzah.
Yeah, we're talking about
Shuma. No, it's a new paragraph, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yes, but it's a. I need some. I'm too lazy to get around them. You could look up the Rambam. Either Hilchos Parah Aduma or Psuli HaMikdashim. Parah Aduma would be in Tahara, and Psuli HaMikdashim would be in Karbanos.
Tahara and Karbanos?
Well, Avoda, not Karbanos. Avoda.
Tahara and Avoda?
Or. Tahara or, and or Avoda.
Come on, you might as well help me
there. Well, you know, you want to take bets what it means?
I can't imagine.
Money.
Spending money to avoid being over it.
It's too coincidental that we're talking about Hotzah, right. And he's going to use.
Yeah, but what in the world would it mean? You know, so.
It must be something about the Hotzah, the Korban. I don't know what he's talking about. I can't believe how much he's ma'arich in so many things, and then he just writes here, Vainath Lan.
Well, this is a very, it is a detail, it's the Gagin, you know, it's.
Here, but okay, let him get into it.
Yeah, believe me, it's good. You know, sometimes a mitzvah wears out its welcome. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. What do we have?
Tahara and Karbanos.
Oh, that's a real bingo. Avoda and Karbanos, that's Tahara. Because I have Arini Kivet Shivim Shana, and I still don't have clarity which is in Avoda and which is in Karbanos. But I know that whenever I think one's in one, I know already it's really in the other. So that's how I know where it is.
I just grab whichever one I see first, and if it's not there, then I get the other one.
Okay, so we're going to try first. Paraduma hey hey. Drum roll. I mean, there it's talking about a person becoming tamei because you're carrying the Purim Asurim and Asrafim outside the Azara to be burnt. So the din is they become tummy. I mean, they have to carry it out. They're doing a mitzvah. They carry it, but so it talks about. I don't know what he sees here. It's Linyan Haitzah. It's talking about when they become tummy. I still don't know what it means. They become tummy when they walk out of the Azara. If the first two, they're carrying it on a thing. So when the first two walk out, they become tamei, but the ones that didn't walk out yet are not tamei. Okay, let's try. Eric, you test Tzulei Mekdoshim, Halacha Gimel. It's an avoda. Eric, you test. Drum roll, Halacha Gimel. Same thing. Purim Asurim and Asrafim coming to puzzle when you take him out of the Azara. But what in the world?
Maybe if a cotton takes it out.
That's a Mishnah in Tzachim. It's not Karban Pesach Sheni does not have this lav. Came Pesach Karamam Soy Perigudni Karban Pesach Halacha Tzav. Fine Kesef Mishnah Tomei Yishas Tzachim Dat Tzadikei Ayin Aleph. Where it would be mashma, you are either by the shom mashatirit from Madad Divin Gersa. Avodin ze, I know say. Now the psul, the lav of taking it out is only by Pesach Rishon. But the person that the ochel is not allowed to eat it into makomos, that's by Pesach Sheni also. No, he got the Pesach Sheni. Ayin shom barambam bezel shau. No, the Pesach Sheni motzian also chutz mechabu raso. Utunin Halel Necholin Sli Bayis Echad, though it's only can be eaten in one house. Vayim Lo Yoichal B'Shnei Botim. The Ochel, you saw that there's two dinim. There's the Pesach and Pesach Nechol B'Shnei Chaburos, but the Ochel can eat it in two makomos, and it can't be taken out of the group that's eating it or the house that is being eaten in. So that din is not by Pesach Sheni. But the din of the ochel, and he's not allowed to eat it in two places, that is by Pesach Sheni too. Uposhim kibin the matzian oisah chutzal chaburoso, imkein eno nifsal biyotzei, kibin the mutal ohozei. So there's no psul. But still the gavra retains the isser of eating it in two makomos. That's not learnt out, that's not this lot. That's a different posuk, b'bayis echad yeochel. It's the same posuk. B'bayis echad yeochel, lo solzi min abozum min abayis chutzah. But you see, it's two different dinim. B'bayis echad yeochel. Why is the b'bayis echad yeochel counted as a mitzvah saseh? So he said already, because that's a prat to the mitzvah sachilus korban pesach. You don't count every prat as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Kenir a posuk. Achazer izi b'tzlach, kosum k'chol d'vareinu halolu. In other words, the slach holds that the Pesach could become possible before Hanukkah, even though the violence is not over and alive. But you see, from Pesach Sheni, it's not nifsal b'haitzah. Because there's no issa lahaitzi. There's no issa lahaitzi, so it doesn't become possible by itzah. But according to the tzlach, something could become possible by itzah even before without the Bible technically being able to use. Okay.